Okay. Good morning again to those that have just come on since I first introduced myself. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries. I am your prayer host this morning, and we're going to go right on ahead because it's 8:02. Our first prayer lead this morning is Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel, if you're ready, you can go ahead and get started.
Good morning. Yes, thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's so good to be with you here this morning and pray. My prayer topic this morning was prayers for our refugees, immigration, and refugee rights. And as I was thinking and praying about it in preparation, the Lord brought to my remembrance the word refugees is not used in the Bible, but there were sojourners and foreigners. And God really has a heart for his people who were forced or are forced to leave their homes. There's even examples in the Bible where the Lord himself calls people to leave their home. We look at Abraham, Moses, Ruth, even Jesus experienced displacement quite often. So as we reflect back on these prominent people in the Bible, let's have a heart of compassion for the people today who are displaced, who are seeking safe shelter, seeking safe respite. I work in the anti-human trafficking field, and one of the things that we know is such a proponent of human trafficking is people with vulnerabilities, and one of those vulnerabilities is displacement or not having a safe place to live. It can cause people to be exploited. We know that there are a lot of strong feelings in America right now about people seeking safe shelter in our country. When we all came here one way or another, we are all sojourners in this land, to say, unless you're an indigenous person or of Native American descent. So let's pray. Let's pray about the foreigners, as the Bible calls it, or sojourners. And let's pray for peace and protection, and that we as Christians, as the body of Christ, would have compassion, that we would be aware, that we would serve, that we would give to the ministries, organizations, and the people doing the work to help those who are displaced. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that it is our mandate as your children, as your members, as members of the body of Christ, to have compassion for the least of these, you said. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, when we give, when we serve, when we love, when we protect, when we visit, when we minister to the least of these, we are doing it unto you. Heavenly Father, we pray fervently for the purification of your bride, that Christian nationalism would stand down. And that despite our views, Lord Jesus, and our political stance, Lord God, and our polarized positions, that we would come back to a place of unity and compassion in you. That we would have an awareness, that we would recognize that all of mankind are your children, your people. You said in your word, it's your desire that no man perish. I pray that we live lives and we serve and we give in a way, Lord God, that models your perfect plan of protection, safety, and reconciliation. God, we pray for those people who have been displaced, who have to leave their homes and their culture, Lord Jesus, leave their land, like you told Abraham, who have to come out from amongst them so that they can live, they can have a chance, have a hope, Lord God, an opportunity for a future, so they can walk in your plans and purpose. Lord, we know that there is evil amongst us. We know that in some cases, Lord Jesus, that there are people with bad intentions. We pray, Lord God, that you would give us discernment. Help us to know, see, hear, discern. those that are out for destruction and harm, Lord God, and those that are just seeking a better way. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be vigilant, that we would be protective of our home and our land and our families, that it would be balanced, Lord Jesus, with care and compassion and open arms, for the lives that we could change and impact simply by loving and modeling your perfect behavior. We see it over and over again in the Bible. Lord God, it was your culture of your people to welcome a traveler in to your home, if they were just passing by or if they were new in the land. Look what you did with the legacy of Jesus in the story of Ruth. A woman who was of a whole different culture. She's a Moabite. They were idol worshippers, baby sacrifice. They sacrificed babies. They did all things evil in the sight of the Lord. But you pulled a woman out of that place, out of that land, out of that culture, and changed the trajectory of history and birthed our Savior out of her bloodline. Let us not forget what you do with the so-called foreigner. Give us compassion, Lord Jesus. Change our hearts. Remind us. Remind us, Holy Spirit, of what you do with what we call wrong. Help us to be careful what we call wrong. Help us to be careful, Lord Jesus, with what we call evil. Lord, I pray the blood of Jesus over the people that are experiencing human trafficking, those who are exploited because they've left their countries, because they are vulnerable, because they came here seeking safe shelter, Father God, and found people and places and companies that take advantage of them. I bind the Babylonian spirit of exploitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I replace it with the peace and protection of you. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to open our arms, open our hearts, open our doors, and protect us. Protect us from harm and evil and infiltration, Father God, of the things that are not of you. I pray the blood of Jesus over our leaders. God, give them wisdom and discernment. Whomever you raise up, we know, Lord Jesus, you said in your word, we cannot always understand your ways. Who can know the heart of God? But as we seek you, as we pray, as we work, as we vote, as we sow faithfully, Lord Jesus, we trust that you are working it all to our good. So, Lord God, we pray that your Holy Spirit would infiltrate our leaders too, that decisions would be made that protect people, but that also love people well. God, we pray for healing in this land. We pray for healing across all the lands. The lands are raging in war. We pray for the people, Lord God, that have been displaced, the innocent bystanders of death and destruction, of mayhem. Help us to be clear-minded, have clean hands and pure hearts of love and care and compassion for those that have been displaced. God, make ways of escape for them. If they are set to do evil, God, stop it in the name of Jesus. Evil is running rampant across this land. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we decree that no more will enter in. We have power in our prayers. And Father God, I pray that we would take our eyes off the distractions of this world. It's happening. It is. We recognize it. But that we would turn our eyes towards you and that we would begin to pray. You said in your word, if my people, meaning us, the body of Christ, would humble themselves and pray, you would heal our land. This whole world is in uproar. Our country has seen disaster and destruction and death in just the last week. We fear those that we don't know and understand. We call them refugees and foreigners and infiltrators. And God, I pray that you change our minds and hearts. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. What if the foreigners you bring in or refugees or sojourners that come here are the answer to something that we need? Just like you used Abraham and Moses and Ruth and Esther and Jesus. All of those people, were classified as foreigners or refugees or sojourners, God, and you use them, you raise them up mightily and use them to change history, to save the world. God, let us be shining examples of that. Help us to embrace what we know is different. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to pray over it. And I just speak it over us again. Give us discerning hearts and minds. Give us compassion. Give us wisdom and understanding. Give us open arms and open hearts and open doors. And then bless us, Lord Jesus, with protection. May we rebalance our perception of what is different. We thank you and praise you. I bind prejudice in the name of Jesus. I bind ignorance in the name of Jesus. I bind evil in the name of Jesus. And I replace it with unity, peace, love, compassion, and understanding in your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we continue throughout the rest of this year and into a new one, it's my prayer that we would have discerning minds and compassionate hearts for those that are different, for the things that we don't understand, and that the Lord would continue to lead us and guide us in a balance of open hearts and open hands, but also peace and protection. At this time, I turn the prayer line back over to our host.
Wow, Sister Rachel, my God.
Praise
now
God.
That prayer, that was a beautiful prayer, well put together. We thank God because it helped, you know, when you don't think about it and then you hear it, it helps to even to stir up your spirit and your understanding. And, you know, we are, like the United States, trying to get rid of everybody over here that's not like us, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not right. Because just like she said, the Bible speak of a lot of times where foreigners, immigrants were used and, you know, they were the beginning of some, you know, the nation. It was a lot of them that God used, and we need to be careful because the scripture do say we often entertain angels and we don't know it. But we have to have a heart of compassion for people, period. You know, it's good and bad in everybody, whether they're immigrants or Americans or Australians or whatever they may be, Africans, whatever they may be. But we have to have a compassionate heart for people. That was a beautiful, beautiful prayer, Sister Rachel. We thank God for you on that prayer. Before going any further, I mean, without saying anything else, I'll go ahead and move on to our next prayer lead. Since it's 8:15, we'll move on to Sister Mildred. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. You go ahead, sis.
Okay, good morning. My prayer is a victory. Father, we come before you this morning. We love you. We praise you. We lift you up. We give you honor and praise. We glorify your name this morning because you have been good, oh God. Father, we come before you acknowledging that all power and victory belong to you. We surrender our struggles and battles to you, knowing that you are the ultimate source of strength and our defender against adversity. Father, you are good and victory, and you are victorious. Lord, please continue to fight our battles. Continue to, as we lift you up this morning, strengthen us with your spirit and clothe us in your armor as we stand against darkness. Jesus, you are our victory, and you laid on the cross as our victory. Father, we thank you in advance for the way you are going to move and change our situation. Lord, we thank you for what you've done in our life and the things that you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for the past victories that you have given us. We thank you for the guaranteed victory through Jesus we already have right now. Father, you've been good to us, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit for being in our lives and for helping us to live out this victory. We thank you, Father, this morning, and we give you praise, and we pray for those we love who've been in cycles of feeling conquered, to know the power of Jesus in their lives and not to give up. Father, we turn to you for deliverance and victory. Father, we know that you will fight for those who trust in you. Father, we believe in your divine power of victory. And we believe the battle we face is already the battles you have won for us. You have been good to us and you have been great. And we know the battle is not ours, it's yours, oh God. And we thank you for victory that you have already secured for us. May our victory glorify your name and allow us to become a living testimony of your goodness and grace in our lives. Father, we claim your victory today over every area of our lives. For the places we feel confident in, we thank you for giving us that confidence. For the places we feel defeated in, we thank you for future victories that we are going to have in you. We cannot do this on our own, and we need you, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, you are the one who goes with me to fight for me against my enemies and to give me victory. And we glorify you this morning, God, knowing that you uphold us and you stand for us. Father, we ask that you move the mountain that stand in our way. When we feel overtaken on every side, remind us that we are not oppressed, oh God. When we are struck down, remind us that we are not destroyed. We lift up our specific situations to you this morning. We pray for victory in our lives. Help us through our trials. Open our eyes to the gospel and reveal to us the confidence and peace we have in you. We can have in you when we put our faith in you. Help us to stop trying to win battles on our own, but let us surrender to the greater purpose in you, knowing that victory is yours and the battle is already then the battle was already won because you've been good to us, God. Father, your word is filled with your promises, and to you we put our trust. Father, we put our trust in you, and we give you glory, and we give you praise on this morning. And let us not focus on our need, but focus on our provider, the one that provides us strength, the one that provides us help, the one that has been our source. And Father, we have done for us. You have watched over us. You have kept us. You have opened doors for us. You have protected us. You have provided for us. And even through all situations, some you have given us victory over. And we bless your holy name on this morning. Father, on you we have set our hope. In you we have our being. And we praise you this morning and we lift you up because you have been good to us. And we give you honor this morning. And we know that we trust in you and that you do all things in your timing and in your way. Father, we're grateful for knowing that we are not alone or abandoned in our struggles. Father, we thank you for victory over spiritual enemies. When we're surrounded by attacks from forces unseen, you've given us victory. You are our defender and our fortress, our rock in times of trouble. We stand on your word and declare no weapon formed against us will prosper. We speak the name of Jesus over every attack and assignment of the enemy, declaring that every scheme is broken and every stronghold brought down. Victory is yours in Jesus' name. Father, you've been good to us and you showed us victory and you've given us victory. Father, renew us and reveal victory in our lives. Jesus, you are our victory and we claim you today over everything on this morning. Father, you've been good, and you have been gracious to us, and you have given us victory over our children, being parents. You have given us victory even on our jobs and bad situations. You have given us victory even in some of our health, oh God, and we bless you and praise you this morning. We thank you for victory over illnesses, victory over mental illnesses. God, we pray this morning that we see victory, oh God, and we thank you this morning for the victory that has been bought on the cross, even Jesus laid on the cross in darkness, the victory was served, Father. And we praise you this morning and we glorify you because there is none like you, God. And we are thankful and we trust you. We serve you, and we lift up our hearts to you on this morning. Father, through it all, we learn to trust in you, Jesus. Through it all, we learn to trust in the steady hand of our faithful Father, the steady hand of our faithful God. And Father, we pray this morning for victory even over our mind, victory over our health, Father. We pray for victory over our children. And we thank you and we lift you up this morning because you've been good to us. And we're thankful this morning that you have given us victory. Father, we are thankful for your wondrous works in our lives. We are thankful for your wondrous works in our children's lives, oh God. And we're thankful for your glory this morning. We thank you and we lift you up. We thank you for caring for us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for guiding us. And we thank you for your hand of victory that's in our life that you promised us in your word, oh God. Your word has promised us victory. Your word has promised us your love. Your word has promised us your grace and your mercy. And we rely on that, Father. We rely on your word. We rely on your grace. And we rely on your mercy. And we rely on your victory in our lives, oh God. And we thank you this morning for just being our God that we can trust in. We thank you this morning for your word, God, that we can trust in. And we thank you for your glory that's set upon us, oh God. You have been good to us and you have been gracious to us. And we lift you up this morning and we glorify your name this morning. We give you praise this morning. And we thank you for hope, oh God. You are the source of all hope, the source of all victory, and we trust in you. Help us to trust in your will, wisdom and guidance, and lean not to our own understanding. We hope for the best in our lives, but we know that you know what's best for us. Father, you know the things in our hearts. You know what consumes our minds, and we give it to you on this morning. And we pray for whatever all things is, that you give us the victory over all matters, oh God. In times of darkness and uncertainty, we turn to you for hope and victory. Help us to trust in your plan even when we can't see the way, even when we can't see our way out. Let us trust in you, God, knowing that you will bring us through. Let hope overtake our hearts and let your victory overtake what stands against us, oh God. We put our trust in you on this morning, Father, and we seek you in the midst of our circumstances. We seek you in the midst of situations. We seek you in the midst of decisions that we have to make for our lives and others that depends upon us, oh God. We seek you for all things, oh God, and we seek your victory even in challenging times. We seek your victory in challenging situations. We seek your victory, God, in our lives. And Father, give us the strength and hope to overtake our obstacles, oh God. Help us to remember through you all things are possible. We find victory knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for victory being the anchor for our souls, oh God, as hope is the anchor for our souls. And we give you praise on this morning. And we thank you, Father, for knowing your unfailing love, your unconditional love, your unwavering love is with us as we put our faith in you and as we put our hope in you. We put our hope and trust in you, Father, and we put our hope and trust in your word. Father, there are times when we feel lost, weary, and confused, and our spirit feel overtaken. Obstacles and situations in our life is just above our head, oh God. But we thank you for your way out. We thank you for showing us victory in certain situations, oh God. And we thank you for showing us your love. Father, you are great and you are faithful. Great is your love. Great is your wisdom. Great is your guidance. Great is your plans and your purpose. And great is your victory. We lift you up on this morning and we give you honor. We give you praise. And we bless your holy name. You are holy, oh God. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that guide us, your Holy Spirit that is within us, oh God. And your Holy Spirit that show us your victory, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for just being good to us, for lifting us up this morning and for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your victory to come in our lives. We thank you for your victory in unseen situations as you guide us, oh God, and as you speak to us and as we glorify your name. Even this morning, your wondrous works has been good and your magnificent power in our lives has been good. And we thank you for your glory this morning. We thank you for your victory this morning. And even what we're going through in our minds and in our circumstances right now today, God, even the ones that we feel that's challenging, that's hard to overcome, the ones, the situations that worry us, oh God, that's laying upon our soul and our spirit, we know that you've already made way for victory, oh God. We know that you've already made way to lift us up, oh God, and bring us through. And we bless your holy name on this morning, and we thank you this morning. And we pray for those right now that need healing, oh God. healing in their mind, healing in their body, healing even in their spirit, oh God. We pray that you give them victory over all situations, oh God, and over all circumstances. Let them know that you're with them for always and forevermore, and that you guide them and you protect them and you keep them, oh God. Let them know that you hear their cry even in the middle of the night, and you have already made a way for them, oh God, because you are faithful and you are just. Let them know that you're with them always and forever. And we bless your holy name even right now on this morning. We thank you for victory. We thank you for victory that laid upon the cross, oh God. We thank you for the victory that you've given us through Jesus Christ. And we praise your name this morning. We lift you up, and we're grateful for you, God. But when we are tempted, we know that you're with us, oh God, and that you will provide a way out so that we can endure it, oh God. We know that you're with us, Father. Father, you say in 1 Corinthians chapter 10:13 that no temptation has overtaken me as of which is common to mankind. We bless your name this morning. We lift you up this morning, and that we know that you're with us always and forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. And now I'd like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for victory. My name is Victory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We obtain victory through Jesus Christ. We want to thank Sister Mildred for her prayer on victory today. Thank you, Lord. For we are not defeated. We have victory through Christ Jesus. Thank you. In everything that we do. Boy, they starting off on fire this morning. Man, Pastor Terry, you're going to have to get it up now. Wow, Sister Rachel and Sister Mildred is on fire. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he is my victory, and I obtain it through him. Everything that we go through every day, we are victorious. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you all this morning to our prayer call. We thank each and every one that have stayed on. We already at the halfway mark. We praising God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We invite you all to continue to stay, and so you'll be able to catch the next fire that's coming up. Thank you, Jesus. That fire in that prayer, hallelujah, to get us through our day. And then also hang on, because the daily bread comes right on behind that. And Bishop always got a on-time word for us. We thank God for that. Remember also that we're talking about the ministry. The ministry, this is what we need. We need help in the ministry. Help today with prayer leads and prayer hosts. And we're inviting you to join in, to call, to be a part of it. If anyone is interested in being a prayer leader or a host, call 216-475-6327. Leave a message and Pastor Lenore will get back in touch with you, and we will be ready, in position, to help you, to get you prepared, and to fill in with you when you feel like you can't go any further. That's what we're here for, to pray, to lift up and to encourage, and to be somebody that's always willing and ready to pray. We thank God, because the scriptures say man should always pray and faint not. We thanking God for that. Also, we're going to ask this morning that if you are able to sow a seed this morning. Remember, it takes money to run the ministry. And we're asking whatever you have, whatever amount, if you'll sow your seed into the ministry this morning, you can do that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 216-446 1209. Or you can go to the ekcministries.org. Leave your offering and your prayer request, and you can upload your 1 minute or less GPS, guiding people to salvation. Okay, it is 8:31, and I do not want to hold up Pastor Buckner any longer. Are you ready, sir? Hold on, wait a minute.
Lord Jesus.
Okay, Pastor Buckner.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I had to unmute you. You hadn't signed in. Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I got you. But whatever you were saying.
Am I good now?
Oh, okay.
Am I good?
Yes.
Okay. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be in the land of the living this morning. Great prayer from Sister Rachel, Sister Mildred, of course, and Sister Keita for leading us out. And I'm just grateful to be able to be on the team this morning, on the winning team. And I'm going to finish up my little study I had on Matthew in the 6th chapter. But before that, I want to read off some names of prayer. God is good. God is faithful. And God has been very consistent. Just blessing the name of the Lord at all times, at all times. Always remember to keep your brothers and sisters in prayer. Keep them encouraged in the word of God, and keep praying for them at all times. Amen. Because we all need one another. You can't do this. You can't run this race by yourself. You need one another. You need your brothers and your sisters to come along there with you in prayer. We thank God for the mothers of this assembly, Mother Buchanan. We thank God for your Mother Sumlin and Nora Burgess and Mother Clark. We ask in God to give her total healing. We thank God that she's on the victorious side, on the healing side, on the winning side. Evelyn Goodman and Hattie Wynn and Jamusha Smith and Mother Izzy, Mother Peterson, asking God to cover them in the precious blood of the Lamb and keep them encouraged always. Mother Carson and Marion Payne, her entire family. Marion Payne went on to be with the Lord, but praying for her entire family today and asking God to do what only He can do. And we know God can do it. We know God can do it. We know God can do it. We've seen God do it before, amen? And so we ask God for those individuals, our mothers. We love them and we pray for them. And Markia and Joseph and Rosie, those are on the prayer list. We are praying for them also for healing and having their mind regulated in the name of Jesus. Sister Courtney, praying for her and her babies in that car accident. We want total healing. Tamika, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe God. We believe God. We believe God can do it. We know God can do it, and we thank Him. We thank Him right now in the name of Jesus. I was listening to this song. I'm going to play a quick snip of this. It's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is our provider. I hope y'all can hear this. Sister Keita, let me know if you can hear this. You can hear that?
I'm trying to listen. No. Wait. No, it's not good. Thank you. You can't really hear what they're saying.
I'm gonna spell it out for you. If he watches over the sparrow, how much more would he watch over you? He takes care of everything. Every living creature is taken care of by God. So God doesn't want you to worry about a thing. You bring that worry and lay that at the altar and just trust God and believe God can do exactly what he said he gonna do, because God cannot lie. Remember the promises that he has given you, that he will not leave you nor will he forsake you, and the promises that he has said that he will be with you to the end. In the 6th chapter of Matthew, it talks about, in around verse 25, around to 34, it talks about things that we worry about what we should wear, what should we eat, or what how should we be clothed. And God is saying, don't worry about that thing. Don't worry about that. Just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust and believe in me. Y'all still with me? Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, my phone is acting crazy. So he said, I'm going to jump down to 31. He said, don't worry about the things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? Those things dominate our thought life and unbelievers. But Heavenly Father already knows your needs. Then verse 33, where I want to stamp it on parquet. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live with righteousness, and he will give you everything you need. We need to prioritize some things. There's nothing wrong with desiring a new car, a new house, some new clothes. I've seen some shoes I like. I like them. I'll probably go get them. But that's all right. But not letting those things take priority over the things of God. Keep God first. God has a first fetish. Bishop used to always tell me that. And keep God first. It's prioritizing. It's God first, and then everything else afterwards. And God will give you those things. He ain't got no problem giving you those things. He got no problem giving you the desires of your heart. God is first. Let's take care of God's business first. Then we can look at the shoes and the clothes and the cars and the houses and all those things. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father. We thank you for your steadfast love. We thank you for always being with us, always being on our side, always blessing us, always giving us food, always giving us clothing, always giving us shelter, always giving us healing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are our provider. You're Jehovah Jireh. Oh, we thank you, and we bless your name today, God. We bless your holy name. We want to say thank you to all those who are on the sick list, that they will be healed today in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand on our faith. Those who have already just been healed, even Mother Clark, we thank you for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for Mother Goodman in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your hand of mercy is there. Oh, your hand of grace is there. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you for the past victories right now in the name of Jesus. I pray a special prayer for my daughter today, and her situation will go in your favor, God, in your favor. Let your will be done, and I stand on it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, that God will give them the desires of their heart in the name of Jesus, and God would be with them and strengthen them and cover them. Hallelujah. Cover them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all the little ones, the little precious babies, the little precious lambs right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would continue to feed them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From your wonderful word. Hallelujah. Strengthen their faith this morning. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And I pray and I thank you, God, for what you're doing in their life. I ask, God, that you protect them as they're on their way to the schoolhouse, that they protect them at the bus stop, protect them when they enter the bus, protect them and guide them and have the anointing of God rest upon the bus, the teachers, the classrooms right now in the name of Jesus. We pray it for those across America, those the homeless right now. We pray a special prayer for them that they will be fed and nourished, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, where some may be not as fortunate as others, but God, you have not forgotten them, and you have not forgotten their prayer. You have not forgotten their request, and God, you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. You will take care of them. The trust is in you, God. Trust is we seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we trust in you, God, and we trust and we thank you. We thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all the prayers that have already went forth in the name of Jesus. And we know that you will answer according to your will in the name of Jesus. We don't worry about a thing. We just put our complete trust in you. And we believe that God can do all things but fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe it and we stand on it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all of us. Encourage our brothers and sisters. Encourage those who are a little weary this morning. But God, put your special hand upon them in the name of Jesus. Just a little touch is all we need. Ah, we just need just a little touch from you, Lord. And we thank you. And we believe, God, that this prayer line will go on and go on and touch many, many, many others in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask God right now for your faithfulness. Ah, your grace and your mercy will be upon us all the days of our life. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, we want to say one more time, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. I'll turn it back over to our host. You're doing a good job, Sister Keitha. Keep up the good work. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've been praying this morning. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good, y'all. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. And he's going to bless us all day long. We thank God this morning for this prayer ministry. We thank Bishop and Pastor Lenore for even putting it together, because without them putting it together, we wouldn't be on it right now. We thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in this morning of your own free will, because you want to be a part of the prayer and you want to bless and praise God and receive the victory for yourself. We thank God. Remember, we are a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's one of our mission statements. We thank God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead to our believer's declaration because it hasn't been read this morning. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Now, our new declaration says, large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. Thank you, Jesus. God is not a God that he will lie. And he is not a God that will not care for his people. Thank you, Jesus. Anything we need, we will find in him. We thanking God this morning, thinking about the prayers. Well, you know, when Sister Rachel started off, I mean, when she was praying, the first person came to my mind was Rahab, the harlot. She was a Canaanite. And so she was considered an immigrant, a refugee. And, you know, she found safety in the Israelites. And they protected her. They saved her and her family she believed in God. What the stories that had been told about how God delivered them and all of that. And she saved them, let them be able to come in and do what they was going to do. And they saved her and her whole family. But the thing is, she was an immigrant. And also, she married Salmon and became the mother of Boaz. Boaz is what, like the great great grandfather of Jesus Christ. So we got to be careful how we treat people, and when people are looking for safety, you know, we got to our government is handling things a bit different than how it's not with compassion. You know, and they say they're doing it because there's so many rapists, murderers, whatever. We got that right here. We got that in the United States, lots of them. And so we just need to remember to have that they got rights too, and we got to have a heart for them. Then, like I said, and then Sister Mildred on Victory. Victory. Oh, my God. We all can claim victory through Jesus. I think everybody on here know what victory feel like in Jesus, because if not, you wouldn't still be here praying to him. You wouldn't hold on trying to serve him all these years. God is good. He is our place of safety. Just yesterday, I prayed on trauma. And overcome it. And I really didn't really get into it, you know, like I could. But that's a subject, if I spoke on it from my heart, it'll probably end up coming something else. But we thank God, because God is our answer. He's a way maker. And as I think about the trauma, the only thing I wanted to mention, I didn't mention spiritual trauma. And that happens to a lot of people, too. It's not something that we can just, like, you know, dismiss and say, oh, you'll get over it, or do this or do that. You don't know the depth of a person's trauma. You don't know what it was, how it affected them, or any of that. You don't know the things that they went through trying to get over it or any of that. But let's just pray this morning, for all the prayers that went forth, let's pray. Continue to pray. Pray and ask God to give us a discerning heart, a heart with love and compassion, a heart of forgiveness, a heart that will block out all the pains and the sorrows and the everything that is wrong weighing us down. Let's pray this morning. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you, Jesus, hallelujah, for being the head of our life. We thank you, Jesus, for your love and your mercy today. We thank you, oh God, for your kindness. We thank you for your forgiveness, Jesus. Without you, oh God, we would be lost, a lost people, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The world will be way worse off than it is right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord, maybe God might have even just did away with it if you had not came and died for us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for all of your sacrifices, Jesus. We thank you for, Lord God, the victories that you have brought us through, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for seeing our pains and our sorrows, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for delivering us, Lord God, from all manner of harm and danger, Lord God. The things that we didn't even know, Lord God. You were there, Lord. You protected us, Lord God, way ahead, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When you told us to go this, make this turn, or go here, or go there, Lord God, sometime, Lord God, we don't know why we do certain things or make certain moves, but we know that it is your spirit that redirects us, and we say, thank you, Lord. You are our safety, Lord. You are our refuge, Lord God. You are our hope, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, today, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, we say thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor and praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our life, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing, Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hands today, Lord God. Touch us, Lord. Move us, oh God, by your spirit, oh God. Rebuke the hand of the adversary. Anything, any plots, any plans, any destruction that he has planned for our life, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. We can say thank you, Lord, because we know it will not work. Anything that rises up against us, hallelujah, because we are your children, Lord God, and because we stand on the word, Lord, and because we call on you, Jesus, hallelujah, Satan is defeated. Yes, Lord, we say thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for covering our families, oh God, all of our loved ones near and far, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for touching our hearts and strengthening us, Lord God, when we had no hope, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes things come, Lord, and you know, Jesus, things can come and get heavy, Lord God, and sometimes we can't even get a prayer through. But, Lord God, we put our mind on you. Hallelujah, our heart, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, even if we can't say nothing, Lord, the Spirit of God make intercession for us, oh God. Hallelujah, because we are your children. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for guiding our footsteps, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Oh God, we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, for our thoughts, oh God. Hallelujah, for how you're helping to guard our thoughts, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, you're guarding our heart, oh God. You're guarding our lips, oh God. You're guarding our ears, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, because we are not garbage cans. Hallelujah, we only want to receive those things that are good, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, not be weighted down with all manner of things, Lord. Oh God, we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for doing new things in our life, Lord. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for giving us the victory over our circumstance. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, for covering our loved ones, oh God. The accidents, Lord God, they were meant to destroy us, Lord, but we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, how you brought us out, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. Sometimes people look and they think they see weakness in us because we are saved. But Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for the strength and the victory and the power, oh God, that you have placed in us, Jesus, to stand firm on the word of God, to stand, Lord God, and fight, Lord. Hallelujah. And yet, still have a heart full of love and compassion for your people, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for supplying all of our needs. Thank you, oh God, for opening doors that no man can close. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the shelter, Lord God, in the storms, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for touching our bodies and healing us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for the victory of life today, Lord God. Some of us should have been dead and gone, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. But we know, Lord, that our safety has been in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our peace has been through you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our victory has been won, Lord. The battle is not ours, Lord. It is yours, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you glory today, Lord. We give you glory and honor, O God, for stirring up the old bones, O God. We give you honor, O God. Hallelujah, for putting the praise down on the inside. You put running in our feet, O God. You put clapping in our hands, Lord God. You put your praise in our mouth, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. You keep your word down in our spirit, O God. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For loving us, O God. We say thank you, O God, for lifting us up, Lord Jesus. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, O God. We say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We can do nothing without you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We take glory to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
You're wonderful, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you.
For bringing us back, oh God, from the bed of death, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank each and every one of you that have come on this morning, that have stayed on. Hallelujah. That have lifted up Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. And give him his glory. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody know like Jesus know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He feels all of our pains and all of our troubles. Hallelujah. All of our sorrow and our heartache. Hallelujah. He knows, hallelujah, what it's like to have to be a refugee running from here and there. Thank you, Lord. He knows what it means to seek help from the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So just remember, people of God, as you go through your day, as you go through your struggles, always turn to God. He is the answer to everything. And yes, he wants you to come to him when we're in trouble. Hallelujah. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're burdening him down. He is the one to carry our burdens.